Welcome back to the Daily BM. I'm Mike. On this episode of Women Trouble Wednesdays, Brad and I go to Reddit, find a bunch of great topics to discuss. This episode was a lot of fun to record. I hope you guys enjoy it. Remember, like and subscribe, and also 5-star reviews if you can. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning, fuckers! Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. It is Wednesday, and we are going to talk about the ladies today. When I say ladies, I'm talking about Mike. He's one of them. Wait, is he? Mike, are you a lady today, or are you a man?
I'm always a man, motherfucker.
A man. If not, you can always go box in the Olympics, but, you know, hey, nobody's judging.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody's judging,
buddy.
I didn't
watch the Olympics this year.
Do you think you could knock that guy, girl out, or whatever the fuck? You know? I guess it's a female. Do you think you could knock him out? He beat your ass. That's all right.
In all honesty, because I don't train. I don't box every day. Like, I don't train in it. So I think that's an unfair assessment. You know,
I think you'd still knock him out, her out. All right, I still.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you would probably get one good right hook in and drop him.
I feel like guys always have a tendency to over exaggerate their abilities.
Oh, and then they get knocked the fuck out.
You know, like, oh, I would fucking kill him. And then you get out there and you're like, oh, Jesus, I'm gassed.
Yeah, the guy's just working you from a distance. They're like popping you with jabs and stepping back. And it's like, come on there, round one. Let's see what you got. Crack, crack, yeah. Crack, crack.
I'm just saying there is something that goes into, you know, training every day. Like, I feel like even like a boxer that is a female would. I would have a more difficult chance of knocking out than somebody that's not trained.
Yeah, that'd be like fighting Ronda Rousey or something like that, you know, back in her prime.
Yeah.
I mean, she'd probably fuck us up pretty good.
I mean, it depends too, though. Like, I don't know, because like there is that size, mass, and, you know, difference too.
I'll just sit on that bitch.
I'm sure that, like, she's probably, I mean, how much does she weigh? Like 140, 150?
Yeah. Then of course you put my 200-pound ass on her, dude.
Yeah.
I get a hold of her. So it's game
like
on.
Like I'm 220 pounds. So, I mean, there might be a chance that I could knock her the fuck out. Who knows? Like, I mean, I would definitely 100% try, but I would not go in there being like, you know, cocky.
You did it, girl.
I wouldn't show up. Oh my God. What was that? What was that movie that had, Damon Wayans, where he's a boxer and he's fighting against the Irish guy. And the Irish guy's like training in the montage, and Damon Wayans comes out and, like, he's like all fat and just like out of shape, and he still knocks the fuck out of him. What was the name of that movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what movie you're even talking about.
Oh my God.
You'll have to look it up, but
give me 2 seconds. I'll look it up.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. There is definitely great white hype, but I think
look it up. It just came to me. The great white hype. Do you remember that one or no? Samuel
no, you'll have to send it to me, man. Cause I've never seen it. I don't even think I've seen that movie.
Oh my God, dude. It's a fucking classic from 1996.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It's got Jamie Foxx in it and, Samuel Jackson.
What, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Let me guess. He said the same kind of line, didn't he, in that movie, didn't he? He's like,
yeah.
What the fuck is your problem?
He plays a reverend. That's the fight promoter.
Oh, God.
And he's like shady. And it's good. You're going to have to watch it. You'll have to watch it. We'll have to do a movie review on the Great White Hype.
Great White Hype. Yeah, that might be a future movie. Listen, before we roll into the women shit, I just want to say one other thing. You know, I have watched nothing but older movies as of lately. And I know we talked about it in other episodes, but I'm getting really back into the nostalgia of watching stuff that, you know, before everybody got offended from everybody. Well, true. So Gone with the Wind, Casablanca. No, I'm just kidding.
Charlie Chaplin.
Fuck you. Charlie Chaplin, you know, some silent movies. I love them, dude. They're great. You know, but dick.
Well, they should be.
Such a dick. Yeah. Silent. Anyway. Let's just jump right in. So okay. I went on Reddit. Okay.
Okay.
And I found some interesting.
Did you read it?
I read it and I read it again, but you got jokes all day, man. So Mike's stand up is pretty good here, guys. So Mike, have at it. You're at the wheel.
Everyone's doing well.
All right.
No, I'm done. Right. I'm already cooked.
You're cooked. The goose is gone. Yeah. All right. So What are some women things, in quotes, you think you know that other men don't?
Quotes? Like, what do you mean quotes?
I said quotes. So what are some women things, that's in quotes, you think that you would know that other men don't?
Jeez, I don't know. Like, are we talking like not? Are we talking? Exactly. Yeah, I still haven't figured that. I still haven't figured them out. They're confusing as fuck, bro. Yeah. Like, seriously,
women are so fucking confusing. I can't figure them out for the life of me, man. It's almost like, you know, God said, "Oh, we put women here, you know, to aid man and help him out." Bullshit. They're more confusing now. Thanks, God. I think he played a horrible fucking joke on us.
If you believe like in the Bible, and you know. That the story of Adam and Eve, God took a part of us to make woman.
Oh, here
and that's
we
the
go.
Part, that's the part that we're missing. So that's why we can't understand them, because it's a part that we don't have. So we're missing it, you know? So they make us complete, but yeah.
So what you're saying is it's the part of us that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. We'll just roll with that one. All right. So
I'm sure that won't offend nobody.
Yeah, it will offend nobody. And if you got offended, I really don't give a shit. So have a nice day. Anyway, so this one guy writes, Informal Cucumber. I mean, seriously, that's his name, Informal Cucumber 130. Nice. And he said, different pads work for different flows.
Okay. That's solid. And I'm like, that's solid statement.
I think that's a solid thing. I mean, that's why they have different, you know, sizes, you know. You ever like piss off your woman and go, has she ever like said,
do I need you to go to piss off my woman?
Hold on. Well, I already know the answer to that. That's a big fat yes. But
are you saying hourly, daily?
I'm just going to go with, does she ever ask you to go get tampons?
No.
She's never asked you to go get tampons? Or if you're already in the store, hey, can you pick me up some tampons?
She has one of those dealies that, that was it, a UED that, she doesn't have a period.
Oh, she's on birth control?
Yeah, correct.
That, but she would still get a period. It just wouldn't be as heavy as a flow, right?
Then she must buy her own, or she might just grab a couple.
She doesn't trust you. See, I'm an asshole. So when she like does that to me sometimes, yeah. I'll text her back. Supers, right?
Why not? That's for the biggest flow.
No, and she's like, hey, asshole, I'm not. And I start laughing. I go, oh, I thought she was, what are you trying to say? And I was like, nothing. I just didn't know. I thought you meant supers.
You shouldn't say like supers. You should, if you want to piss them off, you should say like extra large.
Yeah, you want the extra large supers?
I didn't get you the sport one because you're not really sporty, you know?
At least I know what you think about me now.
Yeah.
And it also says tampons need to be switched all 4 to 8 hours. Whatever
all
that
four.
Means.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it says,
like,
it depends.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I know. I was like, going, what do you mean? It depends somewhat. All but four. Tampons need to be switched all 4 to 8 hours. I'm like, okay.
That guy makes no fucking sense.
That made no sense. Yeah, so I disagree with that,
too. My
nose
is itching right now. What the fuck?
So here's another one. Just learn to communicate effectively and efficiently.
About tampons? Or just in general?
No, just in general to women. Are you going to be late? Are you going out with the boys afterward? Do you want to go somewhere this weekend? 9 times out of 10, she won't care or will be on board as long as you're clear and open with communication. Don't leave her hanging. All right.
How do you feel about that?
I'm going to say that is total fucking bullshit. I don't care how well you communicate it, how effective or how efficient you are. If you tell your woman you're going out with the boys after work, let me tell you what the response is usually like. And this is true even when I was dating girls in the past. You ready? Here it is. Here it is. Yeah, no problem. You get this. Yeah, okay. And you know what that means.
See, my wife doesn't have a problem with that.
No. I'm just saying there's girls that I've dated in the past that do that shit too, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, so what's wrong? Nothing. That means something. And by the way, wait, when a woman responds with nothing, there's something fucking wrong. Always. Yeah. Always. If they ever look at you and go, nothing, or I'm good, I'm okay. No, fine. Or fine. That's even another one. Fine. Yeah. It ain't fine, bitch.
So
keep your ass at home.
what my therapist told me, when a woman says she's fine, she's one of four things. She's either fucked up, insecure, neurotic, or emotional.
You just gave the description of every woman.
It's your job. It's your job to figure out which one it is when she says she's fine.
Fellas, do you not agree? It's your job. Fucking hey, who wants a job? You go to one all day for 8 hours. You got to come home and do another 5 hour job before you go to bed.
Pretty much.
Fuck
dude.
That.
Yeah, master's got me working all day working.
Someday master set me free. All right. So
oh, Jesus.
That one I can't fucking agree with at all.
I think we're going to hell.
I don't care. I can't agree with that one at all. All right. Here's another one. Yep. Women being comfortable around you, and then parentheses, and other women being comfortable around you is a far, far easier path to getting women to date you than trying to, in quotes, outman the other dudes around you. Even when I was slightly chubby, no longer am, he says, short, still am, broke as fuck, still am, goofy as fuck, still am. I got a shitload of offers and come on simply because the women in my life trusted me wholeheartedly and I wasn't a desperate piece of shit.
Oh, Jesus.
How much do you agree with that one? That statement.
So you kind of lost me in the whining about what he wasn't. What was his yes. argument?
He sounded just like a woman.
If you're just trying to not outdo the other guy in the room, then you're going to be okay.
Correct.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. I think you just need to be genuine because women see through that insecurity bullshit like faster than we do. So yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
See, I agree with it somewhat, but the problem is, and I've done this myself,
yeah.
Okay, the problem with being comfortable and being, you know, around those women, you got to know where the friend zone starts.
Yep.
Or else and where you want to do it, because you can get thrown into that some friend zone so fast, you're fucked. There has been plenty of girls in the past that I've dated that I thought, man, I really want to doink this bitch. I mean, seriously.
I really want to doink this bitch. Can we just stop for a second?
No, and just, let me finish.
And just appreciate the like chauvinistic pig-like mindset on that.
Hey, when I was in my 20s and 30s, yes, I was a fucking piece of crap.
This bitch.
Hey, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was a piece of shit. I'll admit it. So the thing was, is like, I got friend-zoned because I thought, okay, the best approach would be to be that friend. You know, get that friend trusting thing. And then I got thrown into the friend zone and then I was done. Because the minute you get into a friend zone, guys, it's over. It's over. Any chance of you getting a hand job, blow job, any job is done. You're not getting shit.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're over. 100%. That's 100% accurate statement. And I think that was my biggest mistake in high school was I was always trying to be, you know, an upstanding guy. I don't want to say nice guy because I wasn't in the situation where I was like, oh, why don't they like me? You know, like that, the bullshit nice guy
right.
syndrome. I just tried to be a decent human being and like, you know, ended up a lot of times not making my desires known and ending up in the friend zone.
Yep. Very well said.
100%. 100% on that.
Here's another one. Women's clothing sizes are bullshit.
True.
I think the size 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is such crap.
That's all marketing ploy.
It's all marketing, man. If I'm a size 0, I'm in a 0. Look at me. I'm going, man, I'm lucky I'm in a fucking large right now. Fuck you. I mean, we only have small, medium, large, and XLs, and triple, double XL, triple XL, right? I mean,
it keeps going up.
Oh, is there 5 times XL and shit?
There's like six times, eight times, ten times.
Like super fat ass. What would you consider super fat ass? I consider super fat ass anything over 3 times XL.
That's just rude.
If you go into the 3XL ranges, you're probably not like fucking Mr. Muscular. You're probably Mr. Pudge. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest, dude. I mean, I haven't seen now, unless you're like a professional bodybuilder or some shit, you know, and you got muscles to fill that shit. If you're filling a 3XL, you're probably filling it with a bunch of goo, you know?
Maybe.
I'm just saying. I mean, hell, I was in fucking an XL on my way to a double XL, dude, and I filled that bitch with nothing but pure fatness. I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Boy.
I think you could get up to a triple XL if you're a really big dude. And not, I mean,
yep. But like I mean, you got to be a freak. Like if you're
6'8", or 6'5", 6'5" to 6'8", you know, weighing like 300 pounds of muscle, like you're probably in a 3XL, maybe even pushing a 4XL.
Well, I got two more of these, but that we can talk about. Well, the first one is just the first one is,
who else are we going to send on this episode?
This one's kind of funny. You can tell a lot about a woman by looking at her hands, right?
Okay.
For instance, if she's holding a gun, she's probably mad at you.
Oh my God. These Reddit guys got fucking jokes for days.
Well, these guys got jokes, man. I'm fucking dying over here. Reddit is fucking great, by the way, if you want some good laughs. I mean, just telling you, man, just go pull some fucked up subjects and you'll hear all sorts of fucked up shit. All right. So here's a good one. If you make them feel safe and desired, most women will outfuck you. I know you think you have a high drive. That's cool. Men want a woman that fucks a lot until they get a woman that fucks a lot. Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's actually true.
That is 100% accurate, guys. If you make them feel wanted and desired and that you're all about them, 9 times out of 10, they will out-fuck the shit out of you. One reason, now, ladies, before you write me and tell me I'm a fucking asshole again, one reason why is because you don't want us to go out and fuck other women. So you want to out-fuck the other women is what you want to do that are going to come around and try to throw it out. Because I have found that over time, women are more vindictive to each other than they are with other dudes. Like, they want to out fuck the other women and outdo the other women around them, and they're judging each other constantly. Fact or not fact? I think it's fact.
I think some women, I don't know if it's all women, but I do believe that. I do believe that just like there's men out there that have that same mindset. I think there's women out there that have that mindset.
So, this one lady writes, my poor husband. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't realize that's what's going on. I have a high sex drive, but when my husband is being intentional and attentive with our time spent together, my sex drive is insane. But it's true. All right. Here's another one. All right. And we'll end it on this note, guys. All right. So we might end a little bit early today. I don't know. Oh, wait, hold on. I got two of them I got to read because this one kind of goes hand in hand. So okay. I'll start with this one. Treat women like human beings and not sex objects, and they will fuck the shit out of you. Give them orgasms. The magic wand is your friend, not competitor. And they'll invite you back. And also spoon them after sex, and other guys will be left on read.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't disagree, ladies. I'm just saying, I agree with this woman. You know?
Yeah. I think that's actually pretty good advice.
Yeah, I think so too. So you want a spoon later?
No, not with you. Sweaty bastard.
And we're going to end on this one, dude. All right. Sometimes farts can end up in the vagina.
That's a queef.
I've heard this is now called, quote, exiting through the gift shop. I mean, it makes sense. Think about it. You go on a roller coaster, you know, with your dick, and then you come off the roller coaster and you exit through the gift shop.
Yeah. Actually, that's more because you're pushing air in because you're not filling the gap. But we won't go into that.
Because you're not filling the gap. So that's what I keep hearing those noises. Don't you say, because I'm not filling the gap. My small dick noises. Ass. Jesus, man. All I'm hearing is the swishing of water. That sucks. Anyway.
You're kind of like a dick. You're kind of like what are those things called? The you're like a pinball ball bouncing around.
It reminds me of Bill Paxton, God rest his soul, in True Lies when he's fucking trying not to get shot by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Arnold. And he's like, I'm a pathetic human being. I got a little dick.
True that.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you were entertained today when we were talking about some women stuff. And women, if you were unhappy with us, hey, right, Mike, he loves getting criticized all the time. So, okay. Have at it, kids.
I am used to it.
He's used to it getting beat up. Me, I'll just ignore it and leave you on read. How's that feel, ladies? Anyway, that being said, don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Also, use the promo code DAILYBM over at masondangerbeardco.com and you get 20% off. And with that, we are going to get out of here. Mikey, you got anything else before we go?
hey, everybody, just have an amazing day. And, you know, if you need a good laugh, just go check out Reddit. It's always a good
and don't forget, exit through the gift shop.
Always a good read. Always a good read. Jesus.
And don't forget your party gift while you're at it. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Catch you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.